This is Health Matters. Last week, we reported that people can get the magnesium they need from food once they know the best sources.
But experts challenged this claim, citing three distinct trends in the U.S. food supply since 1950. The first trend is a general decline in the mineral content of produce. The second trend is the chemical industrial technologies of food processing and the amount of processed food most people eat. The third trend is related to the second, the change in the American diet since 1950, namely a major shift away from home-cooked whole foods to factory foods.
All three trends contribute to the amount of magnesium contained in the foods we eat. There is 80% less magnesium in today's produce than 65 years ago. Add to that industrial refining processes, which remove magnesium from grains and oils, in some cases, all of it. Americans rely heavily on these products. If 80 to 100% of magnesium is missing, it sounds like we cannot get the magnesium we need from food.
Industrial-scale seed companies breed new varieties of fruit and vegetables for greater yield or pest resistance or climate adaptability. But bigger and faster yields do not necessarily mean that these crops develop nutrients at the same rate.
In fact, data indicates that high-yield crops do not deliver a corresponding increase in nutrients. Quite the opposite. As industrial agriculture took off, nutrient values began to decline. High-yield seed varieties combined with chemical fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, and mechanized planting and harvesting techniques have depleted the mineral content of soils and generated less nutritious produce.
This is true in Europe as well as in the United States. At the same time, studies have found that crops whose harvesting practices have not changed historically showed stable vitamin and mineral content over the years. The data is in. Locally grown crops, livestock, and dairy have a higher nutritional value than agro-industrial crops.
Then there's the issue of what processing does to the nutritional value of food. Take two dietary staples, white flour and cooking oils. White flour is made by removing the bran and germ. But it is the bran and the germ that contains magnesium, along with 19 other nutrients. As for the refined oil like safflower oil, magnesium is removed completely because the oil is heated to a very high degree and because the magnesium is strained out or removed through the use of chemical additives.
Same with white sugar. One tablespoon of molasses contains 25% of the daily minimum for magnesium. Sugar contains none. And we now know for certain that as the nutrient levels go down, the calorie levels go up. The extent to which our daily diet consists of fast food, pizzas, pastries, cookies, and fried foods is the extent to which we are missing out on vital nutrients. In other words, the extent to which we eat foods that have drastically reduced nutritional value.
Over time, a nutritionally inferior diet leads to magnesium deficiency, not to mention obesity and elevated blood sugar levels. This is a high-risk and potentially fatal combination. Because magnesium is essential to maintaining blood sugar balance, the industrial food supply is linked to the rise of chronic diseases like hypertension, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes.
One final point about whether you're getting enough magnesium and other minerals from foods. Individual characteristics also play a role, such as your metabolism, how well you digest and absorb the minerals. And there is the impact of prescription drugs, age, and genetic factors.
So what's the final word? Do some of us need to take magnesium supplements? Are we getting enough from the food we eat?
It all depends on where your food comes from. If your diet is primarily mass-produced and packaged, you are likely not getting enough magnesium in your food. If you are eating green vegetables that are locally grown on small-scale farms, if you are eating almonds, Brazil nuts, natural peanut butter, and fish, if you are eating whole grains, brown rice, and naturally fermented foods like yogurt, then yes, you are getting the magnesium you need from food.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.